Good afternoon, Warwood Jewelers.
Yo, what's up, man?
Not much, how's it going?
It's going alright for a Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Not too much. I gave you a call and I was like, man, do I have time to go order or should I wait? Because sometimes you call back in like 2 minutes and sometimes you call back in like 25.
And did you go and order something?
I did not.
Ah.
I did not. Not yet.
Okay. Well, I can always give you a call back if you're hungry and you
want to order. No. If I didn't have the time, then I was just gauging up my schedule for the rest of the day is all that was.
Gotcha.
I don't usually eat until around 2, 2.15, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm doing an appraisal. I was curious of what your 2-carat studs are like. These
two
are
carat,
high ones.
2-carat each or 2-carat total weight?
Total weight, total weight.
My
friend just sent me this picture, too. He sent it over to you.
Sorry, I talked over you when you were telling me the quality.
I-1.
I-1, okay.
So, like, IJ-I-1. I looked on your thing, on your website, but it was, I wasn't really finding what I had, what I was looking for, and I don't know what your standard is, because you have, like, the good, better, best, right?
And the better quality is, like, a HI-SI-3-I-1. So I think that'd kind of be about where you're at.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at.
5160.
I mean, these are PRI1s, but it's fine. That's close enough, you know?
Yeah. 5160, mounted up, ready to go, in 14-karat white gold is what I'm selling those swings for.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Man, we talked so much shit about Judge, he decided to listen.
No kidding. No kidding. But, dude, they freaking...
That's amazing. Right, so... Clays.
Yeah.
Has almost given up as many home runs in the playoffs as he did during the entire year.
Yeah.
That's
wild.
It almost makes you think he's tipping pitches. He has not looked good. Like, even in, he's in Edwin Diaz territory almost right now. Where he just does not look good. Kind of all over the place and...
I mean, he's by far the best closer in baseball this year.
Well, I mean, the dude from Oakland, Mason Miller.
Hmm. Yeah, but it's Oakland.
Well, I mean, that doesn't matter. On an individual level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mason Miller, 2.49 ERA with 28 saves. 104
wow.
strikeouts in 65 innings with a .87 whip.
Dude.
If anything, being on Oakland makes his numbers worse.
That is lights out, my friend.
Yeah.
That's lights out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, if anything, being on Oakland makes his numbers worse.
Yeah.
Okay, Clay's. 0.61 ERA with 47 saves, 66 strikeouts in 74 innings, and a .659 whip.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
His strikeout numbers are not nearly as good as I thought they were.
They're not, but he's just unhittable.
But he is hittable.
Well, I mean, like, he's getting...
He doesn't give up solid contact.
Yeah.
But,
But I guess as a closer, what would you rather have? I would want I want a strikeout guy.
I want strikeouts, yeah.
Yeah.
Pure and simple, right? Because as much as he's not giving up hard contact, it means that people can track and hit his stuff. So things
True.
Like this happen.
True. But I guess I was reading an article.
And when you face somebody 4 times in the course of a week...
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. Right, because it's kind of the same thing with, kind of like what happened with, Carlos Estevez on the Phillies. Right, kind of the same deal. Low ERA, not huge strikeout numbers, but he got fucking smoked in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Fucking smoked. Which is hilarious because you know what Charlie Sheen's birth name is? I mean, I just gave you the answer.
Is it really?
Yeah, Carlos Estevez.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because his brother is Emilio.
Yeah.
And Martin Sheen changed his. That's yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, Sheen is the acting name.
Right. He changed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember Martin Sheen.
His name is Ramon Gerard Antonio Estevez, known professionally as Martin Sheen.
That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah. But which is also hilarious because. I guess he does. Side by side, I do. I'm gonna say it. Emilio is a splitting image of Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
And Charlie isn't, but when you see them side by side, they look the same.
Emilio Estevez.
He was one of my favorite actors growing up.
Yeah, Young Guns, man. I love that.
Exactly.
Movie.
Exactly.
Love that movie.
Such a time, man. You ever see the second one?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll make you famous. Love that movie, dude.
You also know Billy the Kid only killed like two people.
Really?
Yeah. Most of the super famous, like, famous outlaws only killed like one or two people.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a few of them that are like, oh wow, that's a mass murderer.
Mm.
You know. But
so
most,
just
yeah, kind I,
of
I only killed one or two
takes
people.
Over?
Yeah. You know, the stories behind them.
Mm.
You know, and he was only like 22 years old when he died. Or I guess I should say allegedly.
Allegedly. Exactly. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah, because it is, Henry McCarty and William H. Bonney. He was 21 when he died.
Dude, that's so young. 21.
Dude, it really is. And it's hilarious because when you're 21, you think you're old as shit and grown.
Yeah.
And then you get to our age, you're like,
yeah.
Dude.
You're like 21.
I was a child.
You're a baby. You're a baby.
Yeah, I was a child.
Yep.
Yeah. I think Jesse James, like, actually killed a lot of people. He was 34 when he died.
34? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, his numbers aren't going to be accurate because he fought for the Confederates during the Civil War.
Oh.
Guerrilla warfare. So, he killed a lot more people.
Yeah, a little
bit. He killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, one of my good friends from high school growing up is a Mets fan.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because his dad's from Queens, I think.
Okay.
And then eventually moved down here. So, like, he's a Mets and Jets fan, and he's an Ohio State fan because his dad went to Ohio State.
Okay. Makes sense.
I was texting them, and he was like, after that text, the catch that the Mets, did you see that catch?
No. No, I haven't really watched much of the Mets.
So he caught it while sliding, and as he was catching it, Marte, the right fielder, ran into his glove with his knee, and he held on to it.
Wow.
And I texted him, I was like, that's the greatest catch I've ever seen in my life. Like, legitimately, like, try to see if you can find a highlight of it. I'm not being facetious when I say it's the greatest catch I've ever seen.
Wow.
Just because he, you gotta think of where he is on the field in order to run into the right fielder, right? On the warning track.
I'll have to, YouTube
and
he texted
me back, and he's like, he shouldn't have even had a chance to make that play because the pitcher booted two balls right before that hitter.
Oh, jeez. That's the worst.
Yeah. He's like, we shouldn't have even been there. All right. And I was like, dude, like, don't be so pessimistic, man. Like, enjoy the game. It's all good.
Yeah. Well,
all good.
I think
I texted him back because Walker Buehler hasn't been very good this year. And I was like, Buehler's washed, dude. Buehler's washed. And then he went on to, like, strike out the next nine batters in a row. And he's like, he texted me back. He's like, he looks good tonight. I was like, well.
It's all that matters.
Yeah.
It's all that matters. As long as he looks good for that one.
Yeah.
You know, what have you done for me lately?
But he's been getting shelled in the playoffs, too, because he's the one that, like, got crushed by the Padres.
Well, dude, right now, the Dodgers just look, their offense is clicking.
Yeah. I mean, that's all that matters.
Clicking right now.
Yeah. MLB wants Dodgers and Yankees.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have seen multiple commercials, and it's an MLB commercial, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, a bunch of highlights of Ohtani and the Dodgers and Judge and
Yankees. I've seen that one too.
And it's like, you know, MLB playoffs start here or whatever. And it's like, so wait a second. There's two other teams that are also in the playoffs right now. Why aren't they in that commercial? And it just makes you think, like, is the MLB really just – I mean, that's what they want. They want L.A., New York. I mean, they want Ohtani Judge in the World Series.
Yeah, Ohtani Judge Soto, Betts.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I think they would have been all right with Philadelphia.
Yeah, and then once Philly lost, they were like, eh, now we
won. No, I'm not even going to say that. They want the Dodgers. They want Ohtani in the World Series. That's what they want. From pure business perspective, they want Ohtani in the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, for some reason, I was thinking that the Dodgers and the Phillies would play each other in the World Series, but no. They wanted Dodgers, Phillies, and the NLCS, and they wanted the Dodgers to go to the World Series. That's what they wanted.
Well, we'll see what they get.
Oh, it's going to be Dodgers-Yankees. The Yankees only have to win one more, right?
No, they lost last night.
Oh, they have to win two more? I wasn't sure if it was...
Yeah, it's a seven-game series. They got to win two more.
I wasn't sure if it was... Because the way they do the scheduling is really weird.
Yeah, Dodgers... Dodgers-Mets started a game earlier.
Hmm?
They started a day earlier, their series, they're ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The scheduling is weird because they, like the ALDS, I don't know why they start on the same day and then get a day off. Like, why not start a day late?
Right.
Know? Yeah. And that way you don't have nine games on the first day and you're starting at noon somewhere. And then I'm pretty sure one of the NLCS games was at like 3:00.
Oh, the Monday, the Dodgers Mets started at 4:30, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah, but you want to know why? Because you had 4:30. Then the Yankees started at 7:30, and then you had Monday Night Football in New York at 8:00. So probably the MLB was like, listen, if you put two games during Monday Night Football, the ratings are going to tank. But if we do an earlier game...
Who played Monday night?
Jets, Bills.
That's pretty... okay, yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. But also, games start. Like, why didn't they flip it?
Yeah, and have the Yankees game start at 4:30 because the Dodgers, they're playing in L.A., and it's basically a 1 o'clock game for them, which in the playoffs is not really fair.
On a Monday.
On a Monday. Just about every playoff game is always at night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not really fair.
It's the same thing with hockey, right? I've been paying attention to the Flyers because they have the best prospect they've had since Eric Lindros.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But their first four games are West Coast, and they all have 10 o'clock start times. I mean, what the hell is that?
Right.
Why can't these local teams have a 5 o'clock start time, so it starts at 8 o'clock here?
Yeah.
You know? Like, baseball does it.
Yep.
You know, like,
yep.
Sure, they got to make two road trips, but like,
whatever.
Why do that? Like, you're essentially cutting off half your viewership, and Philadelphia is a bigger market than anywhere they played, with a bigger following. So you just took out one of your largest fan bases to not be able to watch the first four games of the season.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
I think hockey has long messed up their
marketing. It's marketing.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, they've long messed that up.
Yeah, how they promote, because it's a fun sport.
Yeah, they don't promote it well at all to encourage any sort of new blood, you know, so to speak, to get people interested in the
game.
There's
no reason hockey shouldn't be as popular as football.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could be just as exciting. You got the fights. You got the action. You got the, you know. So, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there's hitting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And instead, it's like, it's
you don't play. There's not 162 games.
Yeah, what is there, 80-something games?
Yeah. All right, it's more like a basketball schedule. Right?
Yeah.
So you're not don't have to tune in every night.
But it's far and away the what, fourth in the major sports?
Mm-hmm. And it's distant.
Yeah, like not even close.
Yeah.
Football number one, not even close. Baseball number two, pretty solid.
I think it's a toss up between baseball and basketball depending on the year.
Ah, okay.
But that just drives the point home.
Yeah, right. Right, and then it's like, oh, yeah, oh, and then there's hockey.
Same thing with lacrosse. Lacrosse could be popular.
Again,
why isn't lacrosse more popular?
Yeah, again, I mean, and there's more scoring in lacrosse than hockey.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah.
But that could be too. There's too much scoring.
Maybe. I don't know, though. I think that's kind of the knock on baseball. You know, for a lot of people, it's like, oh, it's not exciting enough, you know, 2-1, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but you think about it in football, too. You get a 50-45 game, you kind of start losing interest.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of want that balance. You want that 34-28. You know, you want some scoring, you want some action, but too much is kind of like, eh. And not enough is kind of like, eh.
That's kind of my point in lacrosse, isn't it? It's like 16-15 on a point each. You know, it's a little...
Yeah, a little much.
Yeah, a little much. But hey, man, let me get going. I'll give you a call a little bit later.
All right. Sounds good, brother. That's it.
All right, later.